Okay, Alexander, let's go back to our friends, Comey, Brennan, Clapper, Halper, and Spygate, Russiagate, Obamagate, call it what you want. Let me read you the headline from Zero Hedge. Subpoenas authorized for Comey, Brennan, Clapper, Halper, and other Spygate figures. So, Alexander, these are the names of which subpoenas have been authorized. Comey, Brennan, Clapper, and Halper. Let me read you the first paragraph real quick. The Senate Homeland Security Committee voted on Wednesday to authorize subpoenas for dozens of Obama-era officials involved in Spygate, including former FBI Director James Comey, former CIA Director John Brennan, former DNI James Clapper, and longtime U.S. intelligence operative Stephane Halper, who the Obama administration paid nearly $500,000 to help the FBI spy on the 2016 Trump campaign. Wow, what a group of people assembled there, huh?
Absolutely. I mean, and I'm going to say this from an investigator's point of view, the one that I would be most interested in asking questions of is Stephane Halper. I mean, you may remember we did programs recently about him, and he was part of a group of three people with Christopher Andrew and Christopher Steele, who are these people in Britain, these three people who met in Cambridge. And there's been suggestions that they together were basically the people who cobbled together the various parts of Russiagate. Halper is somebody who was involved in identifying Carter Page as somebody to be, you know, to be followed and looked at. He was close to Christopher Steele. And also he was the person who was very closely involved in implicating, or rather, you know, framing George Papadopoulos. So he's a key player in all of this. He also had some kind of a role in the Flynn affair. So, you know, he's somebody who's been able to stay out of the picture. He's not been publicly questioned up to now. The fact that there's a subpoena is incredibly useful. And, you know, he might finally be forced to answer publicly some questions. And of course, all the others too. I mean, you know, if they finally get exposed to some really aggressive questioning, not the kind of questioning, tell us, director, you know, why do you believe that, you know, the Russians wanted to disrupt our glorious democracy? But instead of that kind of question, you know, why did you not follow proper protocols in the Flynn case, you know, to Comey? Or, you know, what did you really get from this Russian spy you said in the Kremlin? And who was he really, you know, to Brennan? And, how did you put together this Olney report to Brennan? You know, all of those sorts of questions. So, you know, if we get real questions like that, this could be quite interesting. But I have to say it, it's come so late. I mean, this thing should have happened a year ago, directly after Mueller published his report. We don't really know that much more now than we knew then. I mean, we had most of the information already then. So why have these, you know, worthy senators waited so long? I mean, you know, a month before the election, it's a desperately late in the day to talk about launching investigations of this kind. And I predict, by the way, that all of these people who've been handed these subpoenas are going to defy them and are going to refuse to testify in the expectation, or in the hope, rather, that Biden will be elected in November and the whole thing will fall apart. So if it happens, it would be a wonderful thing, provided these people were asked proper questions. But, you know, it's been left so late that in itself makes one wonder about the real intentions of the people who've organized it, whether it's people in the Senate worried about the fact that, you know, that the elections are coming. It's not, of course, just the president that Americans are electing. It's both houses of Congress. The Senate looks rather sticky for the Republicans, and it may be that, you know, they're trying to get the base the electorate of the Republican base to come out and vote for them by saying, well, you know, we understand that you're not very happy with us because we didn't give the president, Donald Trump, all the support he deserved, but, you know, we're doing our best now. So there may be some element of that in this.
I think it's completely that, Alexander. I think you hit it perfectly. You hit the nail perfectly, the hammer on the nail. It's everyone knows now that the Republicans, these rhinos in the Senate, and these Republicans in the Senate knew the whole thing was a hoax. They knew it in 2017.
Yes.
But yet they propped up the entire Russiagate, Robert Mueller, man of integrity, BS, all the way up to 2020, all the way up to today, all the way up to today until the whole narrative of Russiagate, Ukrainegate, Obamagate started to be exposed and started to literally crumble. And they got exposed. They got exposed for knowing the whole thing was a hoax and for knowing that they were conning the American public by going through this entire charade with the Mueller report. That's why they're doing this 2 months, not even 2 months, less than 2 months before the election. These guys don't want to lose their cushy Senate seat. That's why they're doing it. They were actively working against Trump. This is from Fox News, because there's a lot of names as well that we should touch upon from Fox News. The committee also authorized subpoenas for Sidney Blumenthal, former Obama chief of staff, Dennis McDonough, former FBI counsel Lisa Page, former FBI agent Joe Pientka, former ambassador to the United Nations Samantha Power, former FBI director of counterintelligence Bill Priestap, former White House national security advisor Susan Rice, former FBI agent Peter Strzok, former FBI lawyer Kevin Kleinsmith, who pleaded guilty to making a false statement in the first criminal case arising from U.S. Attorney John Durham's review of the investigation into links between Russia and the 2016 Trump campaign, among others. This is quite a list of people, and they should have done this because there's so many people that they have to get to, and there's so much to unpack and to uncover, so many lies to uncover from the and these are Obama people. This is Obama's core team. This is his A team right here. So many lies to unpack. This should have been done 2 years ago.
Absolutely. I mean, you're perfectly right, by the way. I mean, I've been reading Byron York's book, Obsession. But of course, we had already established the fact in our programs. Everybody in Washington who was, you know, in the know, and that, you know, includes every senator, basically, knew by December 2017 that Russiagate was a hoax. Every one of them, certainly all the Republicans knew. And what did these people do? They went on reciting endlessly the mantra, Robert Mueller is this great person of integrity. Donald Trump should wait until his investigation is concluded. And so it went on through 2018, and it would have gone on through 2019 if Trump hadn't found himself a real attorney general, because he wasn't getting any help from the Republicans in the Senate at all. One or two people like Grassley every so often would come up with some kind of mumbled comment or would write some kind of weak letter to the Justice Department. But essentially, they did nothing. And now, suddenly, as you said, 2 months before the election, less than 2 months before the election, you know, they've suddenly discovered that there was a conspiracy, that there was actually a conspiracy. But not a conspiracy with the Russians, but a conspiracy between the Democrats and people within the US government and within the Obama administration to, you know, derail Donald Trump. And they're suddenly calling all these people in. By the way, notice two names are missing. Those are the president, Barack Obama, and Joe Biden, who was, of course, the vice president. Well, I suspect they can't call Joe Biden because the Hatch Act might make that difficult. That's the act that prevents investigations into people who are standing for elected office just before the election. But Obama, of course, they could call him. And if they really wanted to create fireworks, they would have called him, but they haven't.
Yeah, what a joke these guys are. Mm. What a joke they are.
Anyway, I hope
they did a massive disservice to the American people, the Republicans in the Senate, the Republicans in Congress, in the House. They came through.
A different story completely. What I will say is this, nonetheless, I hope that something will come out of this, that, you know, provided Trump wins, which I expect, but provided Trump wins, this thing now has got some momentum behind it. And hopefully after the election, it will just continue with that momentum and it will carry on. And then we might actually get a Senate report on Russiagate, which actually makes sense, as opposed to the idiotic one we were talking about a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll leave it there. Alexander Mercuris, thank you very much, guys. If you like this video, click on that red subscribe button. Also like, comment, and share this video. Please go to PayPal, Patreon, and subscribe star, and send us a donation. Your donation really helps out this small channel, small but growing channel. Please go to the Durant Shop, pick up some merchandise. We've got magic mugs, we've got magic hats, we've got shirts, we've got all kinds of great things. This is my UK magic mug, and Alexander has some new merch that he's going to talk about. And another thing Alexander's going to talk about is a new Patriotic Legacy contest. Remember to use the code Durant20 when you go to the Patriotic Legacy site and you purchase one of their awesome flashlights, their Patriot Beacon 3 flashlights, which are the best flashlights in the world, the Swiss Army knives of flashlights. They ship internationally all over the world as well. And the contest they're running is a pink Patriot Beacon 3, a pink Patriot Beacon 3. It is for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So you'll enter that contest. You'll make a purchase at Patriotic Legacy. You'll use the code Durant20. You'll get 20% off anything you purchase at Patriotic Legacy. You'll be entered into the contest automatically. You may win. You may win that pink Patriot Beacon 3 for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, as well as a Durant Magic mug like this one, but with the USA flag on it. Absolutely. That is the contest, Alexander, from our friends at Patriotic Legacy.
And here it is. This is the Patriot Beacon 3. As Alex rightly said, the best flashlight in the world. It's got this incredible, powerful beam, which you can see. You can dim it a little if you have to, because you've got people around you, or you're in a confined space, or if you're walking, you know, along a dark road and you've got incoming traffic and you want people to know where you are, you can have it flashing. It is the best flashlight. I mean, it has this, the beam is incredibly powerful. It's got extraordinarily clear light. You can pick out the most extraordinary details. It's an amazing flashlight. And Alex called it the Swiss Army knife of flashlights. He's absolutely right. He's got so many accessories. It's just wonderful. First of all, it's solar powered. So you don't need to worry about batteries. All you need to do is to keep it out in the light and it will be there for you at all times when you need it. And it is also, as a result of that, able to recharge your other appliances. You've got a port there. You can recharge your smartphone or your tablet, or your laptop, if you need to. It's there to do it for you. It's also got, and this is the other amazing thing for me, because I always carry it with me when I go out walking in the woods and the forests. There's some actually not far from where I live, and I like to go there walking in the dark with my dogs. But, you know, I also like to go on walking holidays. It's got a compass in the handle. Sometimes you lose your sat nav or your GPS. It's an incredibly useful thing. Also, I've got dogs, and if I press, you can hear the alarm, and that always automatically brings the dogs to me. And in fact, one has just entered the room, but she's keeping out of sight, but she's just there behind me. So you've got those wonderful things. It can also be used as a tool, it can be used as a hammer. Also, if you need to get somebody out of a car, you can use it to break the windscreen very effectively. You just tap at the corners of the windscreen and it comes down. And if you need to pull someone out, you've got a seatbelt cutter there too. I always take this with me in my car now. By the way, I drive lots. I'm one of these people who's always driving, and British roads can be dark, and not especially in the country, and you need to feel secure and safe. And when you have a Patriot Beacon, you do feel secure and safe because it is an extraordinary quality product. Just holding it, it's so well made, so well crafted, so rugged, so strong. You know immediately that you are, when you're holding it, you feel that you've got something that will make you safe, and it will. So it's an amazing product. This one that we are now, the Patriot Legacy is promoting is pink. And of course it goes for cancer awareness, which is a wonderful and exceptional cause. So the Patriot Beacon 3, made by our friends at the Patriotic Legacy in the United States, ships everywhere in the world. You must join this competition and you must get yourself one. And Alex is absolutely right. It comes with one of our famous Duran Magic mugs, that one with the flag of the United States. This one has the flag of Australia, another great English-speaking nation, very dear to us here in Britain. So you get one of our amazing magic mugs, the best mugs in the world, and you will also get your Patriot Beacon 3. And of course, if you come to our shop, you can get our amazing magic mugs there too. And you can get also our amazing Duran shirts. The keen-eyed amongst you will have noticed that I'm in fact wearing a new Duran shirt. It's embroidered there. You can see it with a double-headed eagle of the Duran right where my heart is, right on top of my heart. It's perfectly positioned. It's 100% cotton, as all our shirts are. It's long-sleeved. It looks beautiful. It's got this amazing slate gray color, which is absolutely ideal. It's you know, sets me off marvelously, as my wife has enthusiastically told me. So you will find shirts like this, and you know, with different colors, different symbols, long sleeve, short sleeve, our amazing polo neck shirts too. Lots of them with flags of different countries. You will find them all in our shop. You will find we've got hats there too, with also with different flags, and also embroidered hats and hats, you know, truckers hats and baseball hats. And we've also got hoodies. I said, you know, my wife is really thrilled seeing me in this shirt. She is very thrilled to be wearing one of our hoodies too. So all of these are there in our shop. I forgot to mention, but I will mention now quickly, our ebooks, which are there too. Come to our shop, support the Duran. Alex will tell you how, and he'll remind you also how to join this competition to get yourself a Patriot Beacon 3, the best flashlight in the world.
Just go to the Patriotic Legacy website. You'll find the link underneath this video in the description box down below, Patriotic Legacy. And you'll also see in that same description box a link to our website for the Duran Shop, DRN Shop, DuranShop.com, in the description box down below as well. Thank you very much, Alexander Mercuris. Until next time, everybody, take care.